Monday, April 19, 2021, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 o'clock. Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3:30 p.m.
All right. Are we ready? I call the meeting to order, and we'll start with our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, forgot. You use it next, though, so I guess maybe. Hopefully I won't have to.
Janet Gill?
Yes.
Scott Love?
Yes.
Robert Giese?
Here.
Larry Albanicious?
Here.
Troy Lonsby?
Yes, here.
All right. We have one item on the tabled list which relates to the... Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Item number one on the agenda for today is the tabled items, which is the wind energy moratorium. As we know, Joe was here last week and indicated they are close to finalizing those, and the new updated version of regulations, and will be holding a public hearing in the next month or so. So after that, I'm assuming they will be coming back to us with a recommendation. Item number two on the agenda. Any comments on that before I move to item two? Okay, item two on the agenda, public comment. At this point, the board will hear any comments from anyone here today from an item that is not on the agenda. So if there's anyone here who wants to speak to an item that's not on the agenda, we are open for public comment. Okay, no public comment today, so we will move on to our consent agenda. There are several items here, the minutes from the previous meeting, payroll claims, went through those this morning. I just had a few questions regarding documentation with sick leave and that sort of thing, but we're still trying to clarify that. But other than that, everything looked in order. Accounts payable. Troy joined me this morning and we went through payroll claims. They appeared to be in order. And by the way, anybody can come in and assist, and I know some of you have, but we usually come in at 10:30 on the day that we do claims. I just want to make sure that there's at least two of us there, but anybody is welcome. Next time, Larry, I think you're up.
Okay, there can't be a quorum.
Oh, that's right. But you can come in at different times,
right,
if you want to. You know, that's true. Good point. So, Larry, I'm hoping next time you can do it May 17th. Will that work for you? Okay.
10 o'clock.
10:30, somewhere in there. That works good. Mm-hmm. And we can go through them in the morning. Yep. Also in the consent agenda item is a treasury journal entry correction. Just basically the titles of two accounts were very similar, so it had to get in. It was accidentally put into the wrong account and got moved to the correct account. So it's just a adjustment. And official reports, went through all of those this morning. Those all looked very much in order. Just fees and revenue that we collect on for various things, copies, filing fees, all kinds of those types of things. And so that is the items in the consent agenda. Any questions about those items? A through F. Or questions or comments?
So moved.
Okay, Scott, a move for approval of the consent agenda items.
Second.
Troy, second. All right.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. New business. Item number A. We discussed this briefly last meeting. The approval of a resolution to support the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. I think there is a version of it in our packets. We had several versions last time that we looked at.
You probably have seen it's taken on a lot of publicism, and it's a big deal. And I've seen Governor Ricketts on TV talking, and And a lot of comments on the online, if you've noticed or anybody looked, that everybody thinks it's awesome that Nebraska's doing this, and a lot of states should follow right along with it. So it's, yeah. And I've had a lot of people text me and call me and ask me, hey, do I need to come and talk about this, or where do you guys stand? And I said, I think it's a go. We got to vote on it on Monday, but yeah, so.
I got a phone caller to myself, and
yep.
I guess I just thought it was part of the Constitution. I didn't really realize it was negotiable to
right.
Be against it. So, but.
So anyways, I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 21C-012, supporting the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Okay. And that item, the article, basically we've said approve the right to keep and bear arms specifically for security, defense of self, home, family, others, and lawful common defense, hunting, recreational use, and other lawful purposes. I kind of like the way that's worded. Okay.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right. So will we approve the resolution that we agree with the Second Amendment to continue to hold the Second Amendment? Item number B is the Resolution 21C-0113 to authorize the Highway Superintendent to sell surplus mobile equipment pursuant to 23-3115 and to declare that the mobile equipment is unusable by the county. So there's a resolution in the packet listing three items, looks like.
Can we add a fourth item to that, the push hog to that? Is that a problem?
A lot of other things out there could be added to it. At least that thing could be repaired.
The brush hog? No.
Sure.
No. Whatever. Then you know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to make it real clear. If we're going to keep throwing money at that thing,
what's wrong with it?
The clutches burn out. They keep putting wheels on it. It's a 1970. What year is that thing? It's like pre-1900. I'm going to tell you something right now. Somebody else can mow with it because I'm not using it.
It's a 1996.
Okay, it's a 1996. It's wore out.
It's pretty new.
Okay, well, whatever. That's fine. I'm just letting everybody know.
What do we need it
Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. It's real simple. If we're not going to put, we're not buying a new mower this year for $15,000. I tried getting one last year. I spent a lot of time and energy in that thing, and it's junk. Okay, we keep throwing good money at bad money, and I'm out. So, and I've mowed for free for the last 3 years with it, and if they ain't gonna spend $15,000 on a mower, I'm done. I'm not mowing no more. So let the county, they can figure it out with the road department. So if $15,000 is, let's spend $15,000 on GPS. Let's do that. That makes a lot of sense. Or 5 years, that makes a lot of sense.
Nah, about $4,800.
You know.
Okay, whatever it is, on a five-year contract. Anyways, it disturbs me. If you guys do not want to buy one, that's fine. I'm done mowing, that's all I'm telling you.
But Scotty, we don't go out and mow the road ditches anyway on the county.
In the road ditches, it's all the hard surface roads you got to keep mowed. And it's a liability for the county if you don't mow them, it's all hard surface roads.
We got hard surface roads down to Homer, and they don't get mowed.
I thought the property owner had to do those.
The hard surface roads, we've always mowed them, is what we've done.
But I mow my own.
And they don't care. That's fine. I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. And that's the right thing to do as a landowner, but not everybody does that. Who's going to go down the ditch on Highway 20, or if you want to go down Veterans Drive? That's another thing is another problem, Veterans Drive. Okay, they want that thing cleaned up. And I spent 2 or 3 hours yesterday down there with my own personal mower cleaning it up to make it look nice down there. So
I think we should work with the city on that, maybe.
Yeah, good luck with that, too.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Good luck with that, too. I've been down there.
Everybody sacrificed a lot of time and money.
Yeah, you are.
Whatever. But no, that's fine. I'm just asking if we can throw that on there, but obviously we don't need one. That's fine.
Think about it, Scotty. If I had a development down there, I'd mow that whole thing.
I know you would. I understand that. I get that. And I've mowed down along there, and you've probably noticed, I'm sure you have, that I've mowed down along the hard surface part, or even when it was gravel. On Old Sawmill Road, I've mowed that whole thing around there, okay?
Yeah.
To make it look, I have several times.
Yeah, we maintain it pretty good ourselves.
I know you do, but I'm just saying, if that's a problem, putting that on there to get rid of it, if you want to keep throwing good money at bad money, have at it.
When's the deadline for this?
We could add anything anytime. We just have to have it right.
I can come back with a different resolution.
Or can we do this one and then maybe reevaluate those? Right. Could that be possible? Yeah. The ones that are on here, which is the John Deere scraper, 7882, and the 77 hip, whatever, heavy haul low boy trailer. So we got three items on here, and maybe those are others to be discussed. But
we got scads of things out there. A big old water tank that's never been used since. And we got a 43-foot trailer, flatbed trailer. As we was used one time to haul one tube down there to the border on Wiggle Creek. And it sat there ever since. The mudder's still on the tires when it was parked.
How about you and I get together?
Good
and
idea.
We'll get with Fred, and we'll go kind of look around at that stuff.
I was just going to say, part of the road committee, why don't you go out there and get with Fred, the road superintendent, and figure out what you need to get rid of and what makes sense to keep. That's what I would do.
That's a good idea.
Come back to the board with the...
Okay.
Maybe we can get a little cash and get maybe buy a better scraper and then pick the gravel up when the roads are trying to reconstruct.
Sounds good.
Okay, so at this point, I guess I could make a motion for this one, and then would we need another one? Or does it all have to be part of one?
No.
We can just add it to the...
Okay.
Yeah.
I will make a motion that we approve these three items with the 21C-013, that these three items are surplus property, and then you can bring another one next time.
I just like taking a little pride in making sure things look good around in the county is all I do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean to get erupt about it, but it irritates me. All it does.
Well, thank you for doing that. I didn't realize you were doing all that much.
That's just too much.
Extra mowing.
Stressing out.
Yeah.
It ain't stressing me out. That's my serenity time. That's when I get to sit there and drive around and relax.
Well, that's what you said, but I think it's stressing you out, driving you crazy.
It's stressing me out, throwing good money at an old mower that makes no sense.
Well, we got to fix it right. When you fix it, you got to fix stuff right. You can't just have them cobbled together.
It's something.
We'll take a look at it.
Chair, I have a question.
Sure.
So if Scott's mowing it, I mean, I don't know why that is, number one. So who's supposed to be mowing it?
The guys out at the county road, at the road department.
Okay.
Okay, they're supposed to be mowing it.
Everything you mow, we're supposed to mow.
Fred, do you want to chime in on this? The hard surface roads, you've always done that, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
All
like,
of them?
Yeah. The hard surface, what
North
do we have,
Bluff
40
road?
Miles, 30 miles, 20 miles?
Yeah, roughly 30-something.
Yeah.
Like North Bluff Road and all along there?
Yep.
Yes.
Really? I thought the landowners always had to do that.
Some landowners, like you take like the Dorseys, they'll do it out there. They'll take care of their own. But a lot of the other landowners, they won't take care of it.
But they're supposed to.
Well, I guess they're supposed to.
Do we charge them if we do it for them?
All landowners are supposed to mow rural road ditches at least twice a year. That's a state resolution.
Yeah, I know. I lived rural. My dad did it all the time. I mean, that was part of what we had to do.
It says it in the paper every year that the landowners to mow it certain two different times a year and at what date, so back water, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're mowing paved roads every week, why we're not out mowing the farmers' roads every week. Mm-hmm. And it's never has figured out. I cannot figure that out yet.
In the past, they hired us.
And I don't know where that ever came from.
Seasonal part-time.
But we only paved, like I said before. That guy with a paved road, he's got the best of the world as far as a paved road. And then he gets it mowed for him, too. You don't want to do that. So you got two of the best things going for him ever. And why is he more entitled? His taxes ain't no higher than what the guy is out here farming 1,000 acres. It just doesn't make any sense.
Public comment back there.
Yeah. My name's Lou Franco. And does Scott get paid for this, Chair?
No, he says he volunteers, right? Is that what you said?
I don't get paid for it.
Yeah, he volunteers.
No.
Yeah.
I get zero.
Yeah.
Zero. I don't turn in any time. They have me on the payroll looking for my time just for the liability standpoint, so I'm covered in insurance over the last 2 years as I wasn't a commissioner. But no, I don't ever charge the county nothing to go out and take the time to do it, no.
Joe made a good point. If we do need to do some mowing for some reason, maybe we should hire a part-time seasonal person to come and do some of that, because that would be...
We have in the past.
That'd be a way to do it and figure out exactly what we do need to mow.
But this is the thing. Why would you want to do that when I'm willing to do it for free?
Yeah, but you can't cover the whole county.
That's a lot of roads.
I understand it's a lot of roads, but this is the thing. If they need it, and I've always done this, if they need it back in Homer, to go down to Homer and to do those roads down there, okay? Because up around here, you got C Avenue, you got Dixon Path. This is where the bulk of the hard surface roads are at. And you got Highway 20, he got Veterans Drive, which takes a lot of time to do because of all the posting, et cetera. Okay, so there's a lot more hard surface roads up in this area, and then I'll go out and hit South Bluff Road, you know?
Well, I guess if I had a paved road and somebody paid for my paved road, I'd be tickled to death to mow the damn thing. I wouldn't count on the county taxpayers to have to mow my road for me.
But you have a different outlook on what the bulk of people
right
do.
Right is right. I don't care how you spin it.
Okay.
Well, and if it's a state regulation,
it's fine. I got a better idea. Let's just sell the mower. We don't need the mower. Okay, they got a mower for out there, yeah. And then don't spend $1,100 a month for the tractor, because I don't know what else you use the tractor for. Maybe they don't need the tractor. So
we got a tractor down at Homer.
Can I have a second on this motion, or are we going to table it?
No, I'll make a second.
Okay, a second on the motion for 21C-013, and then like I said, we can talk about other options with mowers and roads.
We don't even need to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
You guys can figure it out later on down the road.
Okay, so I made the motion. Troy seconded.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
You gotta be careful what I'm saying yes on.
Those three items.
This is just that these surplus. Three items are surplus. We're
yeah, I'm good.
Janet?
With that.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes, with the mower on there.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you, okay. With the three items, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right, so we can reevaluate other things later. But that one, we are going to go into surplus.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, so now we are down to miscellaneous and old business, which item number one is A, Fred Kellogg, the road report. And is that in our packet? Let's see, right there.
April 4th, there it is. Okay. The 17th. 308 hours of road maintenance, 4 hours of debris removal, gravel hauled 2,248 tons, signs and barricades 26.5 hours, road concerns, grading 220th, gravel Lake Juana, Nottoway, and 152nd.
A lot of hours on the maintainers. I've noticed some of that, Fred. I was out and saw some ditches and some grading. So your guys have been out?
Are they, it looks like they're starting on fiber.
Yes, sir.
On the ditches down there?
Yes, sir.
They're starting to do the ditches down by Blyberg,
yes.
Then?
Yes.
What's that road going to look like when it's complete? What's it supposed to look like?
It's going to be narrower. It's going to be probably 14-foot lanes. 6%.
28 to 30 foot.
What's that?
28 to 30 foot top.
Yeah, and then 6% slope.
And it's going to have a crown in it.
6%. State calls for 2. We know that. And we try and at least keep 4. New grade, you'll put 6, and the middle will pound down to 4 right away.
But I see him down to working today, but he never had no sheet foot to compact it with or nothing.
And don't have a tractor right now.
We got one down to Homer. I keep telling people have them, but nobody knows.
Evan won't pull the sheet foot. It might down there on the flat, but it ain't a very heavy duty tractor.
Maybe we should get rid of that one and get a little bigger tractor then.
That'd be fun. Pull it. So, you always use better and newer equipment.
Yeah.
Is that the section of road that we were looking at? Some of that you're talking about,
yeah,
in Blyberg?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, down from Prano down there. Starting
okay.
Prano down.
Down that way. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be narrower but sloped a little more. Okay.
But the gravel, then I'm trying to save the gravel.
I got some concrete. I want to use that. Some crushed concrete.
But the stuff we put under this spring, the several thousand we spent on gravel, we can't save it.
We usually mix that in and try and make a little bit better base with our dirt. You know, just we tried to pull it up before, and all you usually get is, you know, about 3-4 truckloads of half dirt. And we found out it's better to mix it in with a fill, try and get a little better base with it.
We used to take a blade and blade it up and then take a scraper and pick it up.
Yeah, we used
and
to.
And stockpile and then bring it back.
Hey, like I say, we're mixing it in with our dirt we're bringing in.
Well, it looked to me, yeah, he was mixing in there this morning when I was by there, or this afternoon, it looked to me like if he continued to pull the sides in to get that top width that you're talking about, it was buried under 6-8 inches of dirt.
And he moved everything over to the one side, and then he'll bring back in some of that when I was down there this morning, and because we were talking about maybe we should pick it up. And we've tried to pick it up before, like I said, we've done it just like you said with scrapers and stuff. You windrow it up, pick it up, throw it in the dump truck, top pile it, bring it back, put it somewhere else.
Any other questions for Fred on some of these roads or areas?
Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Thank you. Okay, we are to Sheriff Kleinberg's report. It's in the packet.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to see you, Sheriff.
Another jail report. This would be for the month of March. County inmate 78, federal inmate 22, juvenile 0.35, and total in-house is 100. 2021 calendar year average 77 county, federal 24, juveniles 0.23, and in-house 101. Fiscal average 70, federal 31, juveniles 0.1, total in-house 101. Federal income for the month of March is $45,402.20. Zero for ICE, zero for Omaha and South Dakota Marshal Service. March federal income was $45,402. Fiscally for marshals is $560,330. Fiscal ICE, $8,261. Omaha and South Dakota Marshals, $455. So fiscally for the year is $568,747. 2021 calendar, $143,795. March county contracts was zero. We're not contracting. Fiscal county contracts, $4,000. January 4th commissaries, $9,165 income. The month of March, we averaged $56.93 a day for inmates, so that went down again.
The lowest I've seen in a long time.
We spent $181,000 for the month of March. The jail is 71% of total estimated budget. We're 4% on our budget for the fiscal year. 78% of the total estimated yearly budget for March. We spent $36,136 less than allotted for March, so we're 16.6 under budget for the month. So for the month of March, the sheriff's office booked in 44 people, the PD 30, NSP 8, self turn-ins were 8, feds 4, and other 1 with total 95. 45 of them were from Dakota County. Other Nebraska counties was 12. Sioux City, the bookings, 30 of them were from Sioux City. Other Iowa counties, 4. And other states, 4. Total of 95. Confused?
One question.
Yes, sir.
How long do you think it would be before a guy would be able to get the work release program going again?
You know.
Any idea?
You guys, I've made it plainly clear how I feel about this Corona stuff. I was ready months ago to stop with the isolation and stuff. We had to house 4 females in Thurston County. It was cheaper than me kicking out 4 feds. So that's why I did it that way. And it's because of all this Corona BS. Now, according to jail standards, but there ain't many jails still following this. We have done so good with this. We have not had any sick people from this in our jail this year. Zero. Because of what the nurse does and what the jail staff is doing with isolation, because we have such a nice jail, we can do that. When I end that, that number might go up, may not. I don't know. So I had suggested 2 months ago we should probably be done with it, but talking to some other sheriffs, I might want to just kind of hold off a little bit here. So you guys, it's a guessing game for me.
Do they have shots? Do they get shots?
Some of them will.
Oh, it's
when it comes to the federal guys, we don't do that unless the marshals, because those guys aren't even from here. We're just housing for them. So as far as the inmates, once in a while they'll take them. Most of them won't.
Okay. So that's kind of the factor.
With this last deal, they get access to media, and they heard about this one-shot deal that started, you know, out of how many million got some kind of weird blood clot. And so we had a little uproar in there over that stuff. So, you know, I don't know. I don't make them take shot. I'm not going to make anybody take a shot. Okay. I don't know what the hell it is. I'm not taking a shot. Anyway. That's kind of the way it stands right there. If I could comment, I was opposed when this first came up on the Second Amendment because we have a Bill of Rights to our Constitution that allows that. After talking with some national sheriffs, Missouri did this. They said the best thing this does is send a message to our legislature to say that all these counties aren't going for federal gun controls. So for that aspect, I'm very glad you guys did this. I really am. That's not having anything to do with the jail report, but I just wanted to make that comment that thank you, and I think that our senators and our state legislatures see that, and more counties are doing it than just this county. And Scott's right, the more do it, I think more sends that message. So I'll shut up.
Yeah, about 30, wasn't 30 some counties in Nebraska? 30
I have one time, I bet you there's probably more than that.
Yeah.
All but two counties in Missouri did it too.
Oh, really?
And it actually changed what was going on in their legislature when they started seeing all these counties supporting that. So
thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you. All right, so let's see. Family report, jail report. Okay, Don Bosquet, treasurer. COVID fund account, it looks. We're setting up account for federal American Rescue Plan.
Well, as you know, we're going to be receiving the COVID American Rescue Plan monies soon. And we were asked to go before the board and ask them to allow us to set up a fund 2580 so we have an account that we can actually put that money into and keep it separate from everything else. Mm-hmm. So that's why right here.
So this is the recommended way to do it, set it up in a 2580.
Yep.
And
yeah, we had a Zoom meeting last week, and that's what they told us to set it up under, and also emails.
Does that impact our budget at all, Joan, or not yet? Not yet. We haven't got the money.
We haven't got the money.
Okay. All right.
I'll make a motion to approve to set up a fund 2580, the COVID American Rescue Plan.
I'll second.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Got a motion from Scott, second from Bob. We'll vote on that.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All right. All right, item number D. Thanks, Don, for that. Item number D is we have an applicant. We have to appoint a board, a member to the Planning and Zoning Commission due to Gene Grove's resignation. And we have an application in here, and it's for the term that goes from April 20th to February 21, 2023. So it's almost a couple of years. In the packet, Gordon Hagee lives on 929 Ithaca Way. His application is in here. And he was actually at one of the planning and zoning meetings. I don't know, were you at the planning and zoning meeting that he was at? So he was
been
active.
No, I knew he was.
Yeah.
So we need to approve?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I can second that. He was kind of passionate about it. I felt like he had a passion for that.
Was he the only applicant?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right. Hey, item E, are we doing a jail visit today? Quarterly visit to the county jail? No? Not yet. No. Item E is a visit to the county jail. Do we get to do that?
There's a couple avenues for that, but the easiest one, I don't know, is do you guys want to do it today? Don't you got an equalization meeting?
Oh, that's right, we do. After this.
We can do it any time. Just call me.
Maybe the next meeting, can we do it? I'm trying to think, or do we always have...
Is that past the time?
No, it's
required quarterly in April.
Why don't we just get it over with today, if that's all right?
I'm ready whenever you guys are. I'll go wait before you're done with your equalization meeting.
Okay. That might be an idea.
I just said get it over with.
Yeah, it'd be nice. And COVID, now we can go over there without having to worry too much, I hope.
Never worried.
From the get-go.
Okay, so we're gonna table item E then, and do that later?
Table it.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you do when you, not going to do that now, in order?
Recess your meeting.
Yeah, recess it.
And then reconvene and take the jail tour, so.
But don't we wanna go through six, seven, and eight, though, is what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna.
That's what we'll do.
Instead of adjourn, you'll just recess.
After I get through. We're, I'm gonna skip E for now. I'm skipping it.
Yep.
Skipping it for now. Okay, item number six is Commissioner Committee Reports. Anybody had any meetings the last couple of weeks with any committees or news that they want to share from other sources?
I was gonna do the North Star, which I tried to by phone, but I was on my way to Missouri and that I couldn't understand it at all, so I gave up on it.
Well, maybe we'll get a report next month on, and they probably send out some minutes. You can probably get update on that.
I'm sure I can look and get that on.
Perfect. That would be great. We had a handbook meeting, we have a handbook meeting this Friday, employee handbook meeting, and we had a compensation meeting last Friday. So we're trying to coordinate and collaborate on that process, and I think Bob's been involved with those conversations as well. Nothing to bring to this group yet, but we're working on it, trying to get it consistent. Any other reports, meetings? Okay. How about mail and emergency business? Anything that's come up through the mail that needs our attention? All right. At this point, we are ready to adjourn and maybe, no, we can't adjourn. We're gonna back up to item number E.
You're just gonna recess right now.
Recess.
Okay, 3:32.
3:32. Recess. But isn't this part of the meeting that we're going to do next? Maybe not. Okay.
We'll reconvene and take the jail tour and then adjourn. That's how you're going to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
We go over there and reconvene.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Are we ready for a tour, gentlemen?
We're ready for Board of Equalization. Troy Lonsdale.
Oh, we're going to do that first. Oh, sorry. Now I understand what we're saying.
Okay. Call the meeting to order.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
Janet Gill.
Yes.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Robert Giese.
Yes.
Larry Albanese.
Here.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. And we'll go to one. The consent agenda. And A is approval of the previous minutes, March 8th, 2021.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes. Two is going to be new business. A is board to review property valuation protests as filed by the government subdivisions with leased property by considering all papers relating to the protest and the findings and determining of the county assessor that the property is not used for a public purpose.
77202-12.
Is
Christy
here
or
Nancy?
Christy
or
come on up. Get this.
I think, do we have the documents?
Yeah.
Do. Do we need to go into?
Closed session.
Closed session?
Just for the one.
Can we do that last?
Let's do that second.
Okay.
So right now, we've got number one is. This is the assessor's supporting documents. Do you want to? And then you have the protest filed by Nancy in front of you, protest number one.
Yep.
So this is the first serve tennis facility. The city said they would like it exempt. There is membership fees. In the letter that they sent me, the CFO sent different schools that rent out, and I included the letter of what they pay. They still have to pay. I guess I don't see it being exempt.
There's the one for that. Sergeant Bluff School pays $16.50. This is Morningside College.
Mm-hmm.
This is $42.50. South Sioux.
They don't use it a whole lot, but they still have to pay as well. That's the contract.
Is that just these two, Christy?
Yeah.
These two sheets
yeah.
here? Okay.
Yep.
So, if I can ask, what does the... So with the, somebody paying rent or whatever it
mm-hmm.
is on that building,
mm-hmm.
that's per state law then, or statute that doesn't qualify them for a...
According to the state, we have to charge. There's fees.
There's...
I mean, they have a membership
fee. They charge a
fee.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're advised to tax it.
Okay. Nancy, is that the way you understand it?
I understand the rules. The city only filled that out because if there is some public purpose... I didn't know they were getting rent from those other places or fees from those other places. So on this one, if you choose to leave it taxable, they have to pay the taxes. The city wouldn't pay them. It does sit on city property. We own the land. They own the building.
Okay.
And we would only tax the building. We wouldn't tax the land.
Right.
Where's it located?
Down by the river, by the soccer field.
Right north of the train bridge.
It's an indoor
mm-hmm.
tennis. Okay.
What is its value?
I don't know what we have on it for this year. I'd have to look. I don't. No, we don't have it out yet.
Did I share with you the letter from the tennis association? Sorry. They sent this letter to Lance. It says that I am writing to confirm that First Serve Tennis Center publicly used
facility. That's where I got
facility.
The schools off of.
Okay. So you do have that. Okay.
Yep, that's the email I got. That's where I got the names of the schools off of that. And they all get charged.
So there's revenue coming to the city from the rentals.
It's not the city, but it's whoever's leasing it. That's
the tennis group.
Tennis
oh,
group.
So.
So there is the parcel along the river.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Okay.
Would you have a value on this here?
It won't be on there because it's not out till June 1st.
Okay.
So it's not on the website.
So right now
it's not released yet.
Okay.
But that's the state statute says that you have or we have to charge.
We're advised to, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because you can have an exempt building, and if you rent a part of that building out, we are to charge them for the part they rent out.
Kind of like the Legion when they have the
bar. It'd be like the Boys and Girls Home where we have a turret case with. Okay. Since they're renting the upstairs out, we have to charge them. Even though they're Boys and Girls Home, they're renting it out for
profit.
Fee.
For events or whatever.
Yeah. And like the Goldenrod Hills in South Sioux, they have that building. Well, they have Rosie's Pizza in there and the Headhunters. They get charged.
For that
as well,
portion.
For the portion that they rent out.
So then it would be adjusted for what, I don't know, if is that all?
We would just charge them for the building. We wouldn't even charge them for the land.
So, and if we as the county say no, they still have the option to go to a TURP?
They can appeal to the TURP.
They can go to TURP. Mm-hmm. If there's a question on, I wish Kim was here to clarify any, and maybe she doesn't know about, I don't know. She might not have an opinion yet on it, but, I mean, it just sounds like, I mean, if somebody's charging rent or whatever, not rent, but a fee to use it, and the state statute says that we as a county then have to charge
them. They send it back to us and say you have to charge them.
And I'm all for...
Well, for instance, and this is a whole different case, like the CDA rents or city rents to... MPPD, but they are a political subdivision, so the rent is set based on knowing that they are tax exempt. So that's a different kind of
that's
case.
A power. Yeah,
like with the library, the school rents a little bit of that. That's still exempt because of the school.
But it's a library, so
right. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's the school is the other user. So.
So depending
this one is different. So we weren't sure where we. That with it either, so.
And that may be true, and I'm if that's the case and that's the way it is, that's the way it is, you know. I mean, I guess my opinion is, I mean, we're not saying no, but as far as what I'm hearing,
we get told we have to. So
if there's an option for you, Nancy, as a city to appeal or whatever you want to do, I mean, that's fine. Or another opinion, that's fine too.
If this doesn't even get set till June 1st, can we wait for Kim to come back and look at this, I wonder?
No. There's a time frame that...
Yeah, it has to be done by May.
It has to be done by May 1st.
Oh, okay. Since it doesn't have anything up there on the very total.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have to have our decision, Joan,
yes.
By then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And then it can go through the whole process that every
if
like
they want to
protest
it, they
or
can
whatever.
It.
Okay.
So we're advised by the state we have to charge.
Okay. All right. But we don't know what it is at this point yet.
I know what it is, but it's not out yet.
Okay, it's not out yet. Okay.
And right, they still have the ability to appeal
protest.
The,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
The value.
Value,
okay.
But
mm-hmm.
not the
exemption.
Right, not the exemption. So.
Okay, pretty cut and dry.
Well, so
very
yeah.
Cut and dry.
Should I make a motion that we, for this property, assess for that portion of the tennis court for rental?
For the building?
For the rent, yeah, just the part of the building that they're using? I don't know how big
yeah,
this
we just do the building. We wouldn't
just
even
the whole
do
building.
The land.
They're using
okay.
The whole building.
Oh, it's
yeah.
The whole building.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Not like
building.
A court in
yeah.
A, okay, just the court, or yeah, just the building then. To be taxable.
That's the motion?
That's I just made that motion.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll second that.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move to B. Chris the Apps Assessor requesting approval of tax list corrections.
No,
we
have
second
one. We have parcel number 2. That's the one we have to go in the close.
Oh,
seven.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So, do we need a motion?
I'll make a motion to go into closed session.
I'll second that motion.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
You need to restate it and say why, which is on your agenda.
So I just, for to review.
The board is going into closed session for the purpose of.
Okay, the board is going into closed session for the purpose of public safety regarding parcel 22002684.
3:45.
Session, you mean?
As long as I get to my next meeting.
What time is that?
Because it was off while we were talking, right?
I need a motion to come out of closed session.
Yes. I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
I'll second it.
Okay. Can you open the door?
Yes.
Yep.
Larry?
Yes, here.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
At 4:04 PM. Okay.
And then I need a motion on 22002684.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
We're gonna leave it, what was it, we were in. Make it so it's non-exempt. I'll make a motion that parcel 22002684 will be a non-exempt property, parcel.
I'll second.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for coming, Nancy.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of stuff, yes.
We have a lot more to do with you.
It isn't really directly right now, but I just manifested and know what was going on.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll move on. Christie Apt, assessor, requesting approval of tax list corrections.
Should we open up the door?
I did, but it has to be.
Oh, I did. There was nobody out there.
It falls shut on its own. It's kind of.
Hung on a plum.
There wasn't anybody out there, though.
Okay. 94 is the Herman Priest. That was a Turk case. We didn't necessarily lose because we got our point across, so that was a refund for him. 98-95 was a homestead exemption correction from the Department of Revenue. They changed theirs from 0 to, or from 60% to getting nothing.
Which one are we on?
The second one?
Ron and Betty Peters.
Oh, that one.
Second one.
Yeah, they took it away. They must have had other income, they said. And the last one is 98-96. That was the city of South Sioux. We changed the tax district they were in. They were in the wrong tax district. And that is it on that.
Christy, do you know what the treasury funds will be in the tax statement?
Yep.
Okay,
yep. Yep. Yes, they will. I gave it to Steph.
It's an HDI thing.
So do we need a motion on these three corrections? Okay. We've got the ones on the bottom. We're not going to talk about those today.
We haven't heard anything from Kim on Pender Hospital,
no.
Have we?
Okay. I sent her the stuff that the state sent to me.
Okay.
Or John Cannon, I guess.
So on the one, that, Christy, before we move on.
Yes.
So the hospital one that has the zero new value?
Yes.
Is that a... Has that been done?
Well, I did it, but it can be undone.
It's now zero?
It's zero as of now, from what I was instructed. But after talking to John Cannon, he says he doesn't believe so. And I sent it up to Kim, but I haven't heard anything back from her.
Okay, all right.
Because when they first did their hospital district, we weren't included in it.
Okay.
And like Joan said, there wasn't a vote or anything for us, for them to come to Dakota County to do that.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. So I need a motion for the tax list corrections.
I'll move. Gary. I'll second.
Larry?
Scott and
Scott.
Myself.
Okay. Scott, Rob. Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes. Okay, C. Community Development Authority, the CDA, South Sioux City, requesting the board to determine an amount of in lieu of taxes to be paid by the CDA in place of the amount of property tax levied against all properties owned by the CDA.
Okay, let's get educated here.
This is new.
Yep.
Instead of paying a tax based on a value, the city wants to pay an in lieu of tax that the board decides every year.
Okay.
But after talking with NACO today, they don't feel that they qualify for this, that they would have to do, the city would have to provide further information.
Wow.
For provisions.
And this is all properties owned by the CDA, correct?
I would think you would have to do everything. You couldn't just pick and choose.
Well, that's what this says.
Yes. It says, yeah, shall. What did we figure in the wording, Joan?
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, why has it not been done before? Why are the NACO saying they don't qualify?
Well, Bob and Troy came in, and we just talked to John Cannon, and he doesn't, is from what we have told him about this, he doesn't feel that the city qualifies, the community development qualifies for an in lieu of tax.
That's kind of where the Turk was pointing us, but...
Yeah.
He wanted more paper.
He wanted more provisions of what would, I don't know how they worded it. Provisions on, how did he word that?
Provisions to get more, I don't know.
He wanted more information.
They gave us the statute, Nancy. Are you familiar with this? Very, very familiar with this?
Not super.
Yeah, well, if you're not, then we're not going to get anywhere today because it's based on the statute. I think in 18, they passed the Community Development Agency law that would allow something like this. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole, there's two pages of things that how you would qualify. And I'm not saying that you don't qualify, but those are things that the state will ask for as we go forward to do this.
Right, to be an in lieu.
After our last hearing with the Turk on all those appeals, the city attorneys had the opinion that the Turk was telling them the Turk didn't have the right to look at this because it shouldn't have been taxes, it should have been in lieu. We just want to know where we have to be.
I know, and we don't understand that too. If they said no on some of them, why are they saying setting a hearing date for those other ones? We're confused.
I think we're a little all confused with where the Turk was headed with that. But, you know, so we sat down and we talked about all of these, and I wish we'd just sell all the property, but...
Make it easier, wouldn't it? But yeah, when we talked to John, he didn't feel like it would qualify as a in lieu of tax.
We need to have more discussions, I think, on all of this. And we're willing to do it. The only reason I stayed was to know, because I thought, oh, if you're going to set a value.
No.
Because we don't even know, okay, if the board sets a value to, or an in lieu tax, who do we appeal that to?
Right.
And do we get a notice first so we know what that tax is suggested to be? I don't know. This is all new territory, and I don't know if Chris.
I think if it goes with it.
I think we all feel the same about it.
I think if it's an in lieu of tax, you have to take it to court.
Right. But yeah. See, we want it, but do we get to know ahead of time what you're even considering?
You would have, that would be you and the board. Yep.
Well, and
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the assessor's office would be out of it at that point because it's not based on a value. It's whatever you decide. Okay. And you can change it every year.
Well, and John Cannon, who I'm sure you're familiar with, used to work for the Department of Revenue. Mm-hmm. Who is now, he took Larry Dix's place at NACO. So John is really knowledgeable in revenue issues, obviously.
Okay.
And when we talked to him, the first thing, I mean, he was like, I don't know how the CDA would qualify at all, because, and then we got the statute, and so certain properties, so they have to be blighted, has to be bonds, there has to be just, so he said it was, so the only ones, and anyway, so they did some more research into it and came up with this statute, which you can have, and I'm sure you probably have it already, but there's more, there's specifics, yeah, there's specifics, and John's like, I don't know how they would qualify, but this may be a way that you do.
So we just are trying to figure out the whole landscape. We want to do what's right.
You're a first-class city, right?
Right.
Okay.
And so it was a real learning experience.
And you may have some properties that do qualify. I don't know.
Let me go back and talk to Lance and Mike and see where we're headed, and if we, it just takes things so long to get through the Turk, so we know exactly what they're telling us.
That would be 2 years.
Kim looked at this?
Yes.
Okay.
So this would, if this happened, we would set a value on something?
No, just a tax.
Just a tax.
Or a tax, okay, mm-hmm. Just a tax.
But I would assume that is based on something,
On a value. It has to be on
In the past,
value,
right? They've paid taxes.
Pardon?
They paid property. They will continue to pay property tax. I don't know what the difference between property tax and in lieu of taxes.
A lot of those properties were exempt for a long time.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Became taxed, and so I think that's what brought up this whole issue.
They don't want to pay the tax on it. I get it. Okay, so this is to be continued, right? Right?
We don't have to make a decision on that one today.
Okay. Do we? All right. And if there's somebody that we can meet with and pull in, so that everybody's on the same page, that would be great. I'd be happy to meet anytime.
Yeah. Well, I think there's going to be an education involved in this deal.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes. Well, they're either going to qualify or not. And that's really...
Just like Joan said, it doesn't make sense all of a sudden to come out here. It just came out, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a legislative bill in 2018 that changed that changed it, and I was
to community adding community development,
talking about blighted, talking about city and village creating the community development,
And I think it's come up in a couple other counties as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now there are property taxes. They're just requesting what the in lieu would be.
Okay. Yep.
So we'll leave it as it is for now until we hear different.
Okay. Now can I say thanks, Nancy, for coming?
Yeah. I'll leave. How's that?
I'm not trying to get ready. I just know you got another meeting to go to.
I have a bunch of college students waiting for me as well. So
oh.
I will slip out. Is there anything you need from me?
No.
Thank you.
We'll keep in touch. Thanks,
Nancy.
Nancy.
Okay. So now we can move on to D, board to approve and appoint and set compensation for the use of certified appraisers as referees for property valuation protests 77-15-0201. Approved referee agreement with Invave Appraisal Services Incorporated for residential and commercial.
That's Sam.
Is that Sam?
Do I need to talk?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, get up there. Say something.
Do I need to
tell us your mind? I don't know.
Mine, Sam.
Are these rates similar? I can't remember from last year.
I can't.
That is something Sam could address.
Pardon?
That is something Sam
could address. Are they the same, Sam, or more?
I believe they are the same as last year.
I think June 1st is the first day they can protest. They can protest the month of June, June 1st to June 30th.
Okay.
We have to hear them on and before July 26th this year.
Okay. And that'll be for a week or whatever we have, Joan. That's how that schedule works out.
We'll see how many we got filed. We got 2,000. Bob, you're going to be here all summer. We have 200.
And maybe into September.
We can get them done in 2 days.
Oh, really? Okay.
24 hours.
They move faster towards the end. I noticed that. We get a little smarter. Figure it out quicker.
So we got three referees. Do you want to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
We're going to do all three at once?
Sure, one, two, and three.
Unless, Christy, do you have any comments on any of these?
No, they're all fine. No, they're all good.
You think they're all fine by your terms?
No, Daryl's good.
Fees the same?
Sam's good, and Helving, he knows the ag market.
So Bob made a motion, who seconded it?
I did.
Okay. Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to three then, mail and/or emergency business. Anything? Nothing? Move on to four, public comment. There's no public comment, it looks like. And then five, adjournment.
Bingo.
Now we go to jail, is that right? Do we convene over there or we convene here? Over there. At the jail, okay.